Introducing, for the first time ever, the Revengerous Podcast of Stuff with Greshvik and Dr. Tasty.
A Hero.
And Dirk Hirsch.
A Hoagie.
Sandwiches.
Well, it's just, you know, just us this week. Santa, I believe, is handing out fortune cookies at various bars and house parties on the South Side. So we won't have him this week. And who knows what the other guys are doing. But
they're all just being jerks out in the world, not doing any good.
Probably just as well. I'm kind of out of it with all this allergy medication. It's
allergies?
Yeah.
What kind of loser has allergies?
It's my weakness. My one weakness.
Weakness is allergies.
I don't make fun of your weakness.
It's the season for that.
I'm only allergic to certain dimensions that I frequent, and those happen to have intersected with my life recently, so yeah. It's really hard to get allergy medication for those. Well, a man in Philadelphia recently was charged with stealing $350,000 worth of human skin from a hospital.
Wow.
That's worth something?
That's not a lot.
I wonder how much you need to equal $350,000, right?
Less than you'd think.
Medical company sales representative. So I guess he worked for a medical company doing sales to this hospital, and he was just skinning off the top.
Skinning from the top.
$350,000. He's now been arrested. What kind of crime is this?
What was his plan with the skin? Was he gonna keep it in a little box and then eat it like that guy in that Austin Powers movie, or like is he gonna make a second set of skin?
He's gonna make a suit. Yeah. He's gonna make a suit and then wear it.
Well, you could fry it up like pork rinds.
Can't you make like books out of skin?
We've talked about that before. He could bind books in it. He could make like pantyhose. There's so many things you can do. You can make a jaunty hat.
I would make a satchel.
What would you keep in it? Skin?
Skin? My skin satchel.
It's called that because it's both made of
what,
and contained.
What would you guys do with their skin?
The skin you're in? I would love the skin I'm in.
No, I mean like if you went to a place and stole a bunch of skin.
Well, first of all, I'm not a dirty, rotten criminal, so I would pay top dollar for my skin. But if I did, and I had it, you know, I think they would make probably, like, so these are skin grafts. So I would probably use them for things you don't even need to use them for. Like, if I get a hangnail, I'd just put a skin graft on that bitch. Be like, here you go.
You're such a hoity-toity hero. You're so great not stealing things. You've stolen stuff before.
Yeah,
I know you have.
From you guys.
I knew it!
I guess it's fair game.
You bastard.
What would you do to Kurt?
Well, you could fry it up like pork rinds, or, you know, I don't know how big a graft it would be, but you might be able to bind, like, some notebooks.
Why are you so obsessed with pork rinds?
They're delicious. Have you ever had one?
Yeah, and, like, I'm not a big fan of them. Their energy is weird.
You know, the one thing we didn't think of using human skin for, you were talking about consuming it in various ways. But there's one thing that's being done to an even more awesome group of individuals. And it's really devastating what's happening to the tigers, the man-eating deadliest creatures on the planet.
I thought you were going to talk about the Cincinnati Bengals, but
they're not deadly at all. They're tame as karate. Chinese brewers are making wine from ground-up tiger bones, despite regulations that were specifically put in place to stop the brewing of wine from ground-up tiger bones.
How is that even a thing? How do you make wine out of bones?
Fans of the drink believe it can boost your ki, improve circulation, cure arthritis, strengthen the body in general. After the steeping process, the bones are removed and returned to stockpiles from which they come. I guess they don't grind them up? they don't list them as part of the ingredients, but they do put the bones in while they're brewing.
They boil the bones with it, so you get, like, essence of tiger bone.
Yeah, that's
You know, people's common misconception about ghee is that it needs a boost. It's, like, it's one of those things, it's a power that you have inside of you all
or
the
you
time.
Or you don't. Yeah.
Or you don't. But those who do, it's like anime. It's like the power has been inside you all along. All you need to do is use it. You don't need to drink tiger bone wine in order to do it. If you need to do that, then you're just a loser.
Apparently.
Yeah, this is second tier sorcery.
It's not, yeah, but it's not even, because they're not, it doesn't even work. Like, this is just magic buffoonery. And they're killing a bunch of tigers to do it. Now, it's illegal to kill tigers and to sell their bones. For a while, under Mao Zedong, it was actually encouraged to kill tigers. They were targeted for eradication because, you know, that's smart. Kill the most beautiful, awesome, magnificent creature on the planet. And then there was a international agreement to stop the killing of endangered species, and that was like back in the 70s. That was the first time that we found out that China wasn't banning the trade of tiger skins. So, but tiger bones nowadays are not supposed to be traded or sold. So apparently they're getting around that by just having the same tiger bones and reusing them over and over. I just like to say tiger bones.
Tiger bones.
So they keep these tigers captive and they breed them for their bones.
Well, as long as he uses every part of the tiger.
But that's not how tigers work. Tigers are supposed to use every part of you.
True.
We're not supposed to eat and drink tigers. We're supposed to drink tigers.
The purpose of the tiger is to advertise cereal.
That's right. It's great. That's what they say about this tiger wine, by the way. It's great. Fuck off, China. What the fuck, China? Come on. I mean, what's next? Panda beer? No, because they like pandas, but I guess they don't like tigers, because tigers will eat you. It's like, but that's what a tiger's job is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
People are inherently afraid of things that want to eat them.
Actually, you know what? Every time you see a tiger, every single time, what are they doing? Sleeping. Every time.
Every time I've seen
They're not ferocious. They're tired.
They're just hiding their power.
They'll get a gazelle or two when they need it. But the rest of the time, they're chilling with their family, they're taking a nap, they're doing exactly what unemployed people do.
A tiger is not going to walk into Beijing or Seattle. A tiger is where a tiger is, and you are where you are. You have to go to the tiger for it to be a threat to you. And to do that, you have to be looking for something stupid from the tiger, like capture it for its bones. Which is dumb. No one should be doing that. Like, there's plenty of other things to consume in the world.
There's a quote from the brewer here that says, if I had to ever face that tiger, it would kill me. It's in a jar like I tamed it. It's not like you tamed it. You don't have a whip and a chair.
He believes that consuming the spirit on a regular basis gives him the strength of a tiger and senses of a predator, and says, I'm a better businessman because of it. No, you're not a better businessman because of that. You're a better businessman because you're exploitative of an incredibly endangered species. No one else in their right mind is willing to do this horrible thing that you're doing.
There's two types of good businessmen. Actually good businessmen, and then businessmen that do that sort of stuff to get where they are. And they're just shitty people. So, in order to be businessman number two, you need to be a shitty person, and that person is shitty.
That's because every market has a niche. Like, if you can get just a specific segment of the population and serve that market, well, then you're, you know, gonna do well, because you found a customer base, and you've dominated that. So, people who do shitty things, well, they found a great customer base because no one else is willing to do those shitty things. Because they have decency. And, yeah, that's... I just don't understand, like, regular wine isn't good enough? Beer? Tacos? Like, beef bourguignon? All the different foods out there? Like, foods and alcohol aren't good enough? You have to kilt. Ah!
I think if Chinese people knew about Mexican food, then
hamburgers,
they wouldn't have nearly as many weird issues.
Puff Cheetos, they do. They just call it Thai. Thai is the Chinese word for Mexican, isn't it?
Haven't you had Thai food?
So many other things.
Like, it doesn't taste at all like Mexican food.
They're supposed to kill people.
But it's like Mexican Chinese food.
They evolved to be perfect at killing
people. Yeah,
but we kill them with...
All things are if all things that are delicious and spicy are Mexican food.
Dumb. Ah. I'm
not saying it's Spanish food.
Sick right now to deal with this. I can't.
You obviously have never been to Mexico because all they eat are weird fried bugs.
Filet mignon.
China does that too.
Mint chip ice cream. I don't even like.
Like
they do
the popcorn, but the fucking.
But they also eat like dog and you know, there's some sorts of grasshoppers and scorpions that are tasty treats fried up on this in the shops there. Thousand-year-old duck egg.
That seems arbitrary to me.
I don't think it's a thousand years. I think it's just a name.
Let's name our product Thousand-Year-Old Duck Egg. And it's like a hamburger. What the fuck?
Why is it so windy?
Sorry, I sneezed on you guys.
It's okay, I burn that stuff off with my energy.
Sneezed on you. I got a little on you there, DeKirsch.
Yeah,
here, just
nothing
let me...
I can't take.
Just let me burn it off you with my energy blast.
Sorry.
It smells like fresh laundry.
It's still on you, though. Like, where's all that... I'm not sneezing.
Normally, when I do that to people, they remain on fire for a little bit. But he's not on fire anymore.
No, and your hair looks weird too.
Is it just me, or is it a little windy in here?
Everything seems to be going quicker here. It's like in Stephen King's The Fog, but more projectile.
But faster.
Yeah, faster.
Yeah. No, that's the only way I watch that movie. It's like I just speed up the DVR. So just go right for it. Yeah. This place is... You know what it probably is? It didn't strike me at first, because I'm just so used to it, but sometimes if I'm sick, or if I've taken a lot of medication, it's hard for me to focus. So sometimes I accidentally shift into, like, a parallel reality. It's like, we're just, like, one or two over from our own, I think.
Why do we always... It's gotta be dimension hopping. I don't get it.
We don't always do it. I mean, this is a rare opportunity to look at another life, another half lives.
But like, where is everybody else? It's just like particulate flying through the air in random directions, and it's like it leaves a residue.
Ugh, I hate that of, word.
Like some sort of sliminess.
Yeah, it is kind of slimy. I think this might be the sneeze dimension. It's just a dimension of all sneezing.
That would explain a lot.
You know, next time you want to go exploring in other realities, can we pick a better one so I don't have to have my flame burst aura on constantly?
Yeah, that smell of burning snot is actually much worse than if you just let it hit you, by the way.
Yeah, there's no chance. Who knows whose phlegm this is?
Well, it's the all phlegm.
I have to get a sample of this to take home.
It's the ding and sneeze.
I don't care whose sneeze it is. I don't care if it's someone's sneeze or an omni-sneeze. I don't want an omni.
Alright, well, I'll bring us back. I wasn't going exploring. I was just... This was an accident. And I, you know, just thought maybe you guys would like to see how the sneezing half lives.
Oh, so now is a convenient time where you're not perfect and you are prone to accidents, when every other time you're just perfect, fresh-fick penicillin.
I never said that.
Yeah, you did.
I don't remember that at all. That was probably a mistake that you made.
No, I don't make mistakes. I am the perfect being.
I think you're projecting.
I don't want to talk about projection ever again.
What about, not even astral projection?
No.
Alright, whatever, Dr. Tasty. Well, shut up. You know, kind of sensitive about this right now. Anyways, thanks for rubbing it in. That premature dimension jumping syndrome when I'm sick We'll just move on, all right? We'll just move on.
Fine.
All right. Let's pick a couple letters from the mailbag.
Ooh, the mailbag.
Mailbag, it's a mailbag. Such a swell bag, full of sick swag. Fucking sweet bag. It's a mailbag, full of mailbags. Reading the mail.
Dear Revengeists. It says here, on a recent episode, one of our team members, Dr. Tatsy.
What? I think he means you.
Yeah.
No, that's a different guy.
It says he made offensive comments about an entire group of people, generalizing them and painting them all with the same brush. As a member of that group of individuals, I have very disappointed in your podcast for decimating hate speech. Not all peoples from space are bringing space viruses to Earth. We don't all worship Ogalis or Sumat. The different regions of space are all varied and diverse in their cultures, geoplotics, and religions. Yes, while a tiny minority of space persons have become radicalized and threaten to blow up planets, conquer entire galaxies, or wipe out all life as we know it, the vast plurality of us are good, honest, hard-working, space-minded citizens who pay their space taxes and bead base blood, put on their space pants one blorpling at a time, just like you. Furthermore, the space times, they are a changing. Demographics, we shifting, and soon we will see a day where the numbers of space peoples in space outnumber those peoples on Earth. I think there's more space people in space than Earth people in space, but...
Well, yeah, but do they vote?
True.
Is the question.
Okay, it continues. Then it will be the Earthicans who are the minority, and they will face our laser wrath. Unfortunately, due to these ridiculous statements made by Dr. Tasty, which he Tatsy. Spells Dr. Tatsy again. I'm sure he's talking about you.
I don't think so. You think he would? The person writing the letter would clearly spell the name correctly if they were talking about me, but obviously not.
I mean, he's clearly describing what you were talking about.
I don't... What?
I would understand if he said Dr. Tasty once and Dr. Tatsy again, but he does use Dr. Tatsy consistently throughout the letter.
Yeah.
Well, let's find out what's in the rest of the letter.
Okay, it goes on. We, the moderates and the enlightened people of space, have declared a space fatwa in its dumb energy form and are contracting space mercenaries and assassins to ensure that whenever he is off-planet, he will regret his closed-minded, prejudiced implications that we are all violent. Signed, your friend, the King of Space.
Aw, we're friends with the King of Space, you guys.
Ah, he's our friend.
I mean, not you, Dr. Tasty, obviously.
No,
you're gonna die.
He's clearly the enemy of Dr. Tatsy.
Yeah, but he knows that you have an energy form, so he's going to hire mercenaries and assassins that specifically know how to go after energy forms.
Now, Dr. Tatsy has an energy form. Dr. Tasty is made of energy.
I mean, I don't, okay, all right. It's a kind of a distinction without a difference, I guess, but... Oh.
Look, I don't think this guy is actually very competent. Even if he was talking about me, I don't think he would be competent enough to actually accomplish this goal because he doesn't even have a mastery of basic grammar and spelling.
Well, he's from space, man. It's Earth as a second language.
You're in our solar system. You speak Earth.
Well, I don't think he is here. I actually don't know how we got this letter. You said it was printed out on one of those perforated, like, old IBM printers.
I'm going to send a reply to him right now in good old-fashioned retaliation. Dr. Tasty Space Beam.
He just shot the roof of the base and probably many miles worth of crust of... Why would you do that? Somebody's gotta fix that now. You know it's made of styrofoam. Can you just go out, teleport outside and do that, though?
Why would I teleport? I could just do it right here, obviously, as I did.
All right. Anything else in the old mailbag?
This looks promising. There's a lot of pages to this. It's a couple pages. Let's see.
We're going to get through all of this in one podcast?
Yeah.
All right.
Let's see. Cool L, the Snow Fortress of Aloneness, Antarctica, writes, "Dear Revengerous, I'm writing to apply for membership in your group. Attached is my resume. I realize I don't have much experience doing superhero stuff, but I've only recently arrived on Earth and haven't had time to establish myself in the business. Because I'm a recent immigrant to your world, I'll work harder than other applicants and prove my worth to your organization. I'll take any entry position that's available. Yours truly, Kuel."
I don't know if we are hiring. He say he's an awesome. He's not. He doesn't want to be an intern. He wants to join us here.
Yeah, he seems like he has his own
process.
No, we don't have an application. He sent a resume. It looks like here.
He's got a base. He says he's new to the planet.
He already has a base. Yeah. Well, what can he do?
We should at least like send him a gift basket.
It depends on what he can do. What can he do?
Let's see. Summary of skills and qualifications. He's faster than a speeding bicycle messenger.
Well, that's good. I don't like them.
Can leap single-family dwellings in a single bound.
All right.
That's a pretty good jump.
Yeah, that's decent.
He's able to see through window shades.
Oh, wow. El Cocho can't even do that.
He has microwave vision to heat leftovers.
That
very useful.
That could definitely be used around here.
And he can fly at an altitude of about 20 feet.
Not great.
I'd like to test that.
Yeah.
I mean, there are always uses for floating.
I mean, it is more floating than flying, but... I mean, it's better than most people can do, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, most people can't even get off the ground.
But he's from space, right? So, like, is that typical for people from space, or is that, like, below average? I'm looking at you guys.
Well, that depends on where in space you're talking about. I mean, some people from space are like... ridiculously powerful, like they're just like too powerful,
like stupid fucking Superman that we hate, Superman, yeah.
And then some people are like completely crippled in space, like being from that part of space is just like a debilitation.
Oh, like Stephen Hawking.
Yeah. So I mean, this guy sounds like above average.
But that's what we're all about. But let's find out if he's an awesome.
Like,
what's
satisfactory.
Like, what can he bring here besides just his powers? I mean, like, what kind of experience does he have?
Let's see. From May through June of 2013, he worked at McDonald's restaurants and Mission and 24th Street, San Francisco, California, as a microwave associate.
Yeah, using his powers, right? To better humanity for
very good
food service that's valuable.
Yeah, and he brought value to the company by saving them thousands of dollars on electricity.
Well, I don't really care about the company, but he probably put a lot of good burgers in a lot of good hands. That's some heroic work.
Yeah, he sounds like a great person. Like, we're really concerned about the integrity of our awesomes. Like, are you an honorable and good-hearted person? Will you do good for the people?
And get them... really salty beef flavored fries
and heat up my hot pockets.
I think those are apple pies. From January to February of 2013, he was a delivery person for Speedo Delivery Service.
Just like delivered.
He hand delivered mail and small packages to local downtown businesses.
Okay, I'm down. That's we might have some currying.
Oh, I thought he delivered Speedos.
We might get him to deliver our curry.
Maybe
he's a courier.
Maybe he could like jump from that 20 feet he's flying at, so that he could get up to like higher offices and doorways to get in to deliver the mail. I don't know. Seems like he could use his powers for that.
We'll find some use for that. Yeah, all right. I'm starting to like what I hear.
This one doesn't look good. From From June to July of 2012, he was a postal inspector at USDS in San Francisco.
He's working for the government.
Sounds nosy.
Well, was he inspecting people's mail, or was he inspecting the post office itself? Like, he was kind of like an agent on the inside.
It says here he inspected packages for contraband, which sounds so ominous. People have the right to privacy. That doesn't sound that great. I don't want him looking at my mail down in the lab.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Yeah, I don't know how I feel about the x-ray vision thing.
So I'll maybe keep him out of the lab, but yeah.
We'll ding him there. Hmm. Yeah.
Here's one from September 2013 to October 2012. He worked for the SPCA down on Alabama Street in San Francisco. He was an animal rescue associate.
What? Dude, we could get him to help us save those tigers.
Yeah, we really could use that.
We'll just bring the tigers here and he can help us. He can just float them on over.
Well, you know, we needed a guy like that because to team up with Harbjar, because Harbjar knows animals.
He does.
He knows a lot of facts about animals, and pair that up with this guy.
Who knows how to rescue animals?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. Let's get in contact with him. You said he's a recent arrival to Earth? He was just, like, in 2012?
Yeah, he says he arrived on planet Earth in June of 2012, and he was granted a federal work permit in July of the same year, sponsored by my, quote, famous brother Superman. So he's Superman's brother.
Whoa.
Superman.
Whoa.
Weren't we just talking about how much a douche that guy is?
He's related to Superman. Well, look, I don't want to condemn this guy, but look, we all have those types of relatives. So
yeah, you can't fault somebody for their family, but like he's like half Superman.
Yeah.
He was pretty proactive. I mean, he got here 1 month and the very next month he got his work permit and started saving baby tigers, which I'm convinced is what he was doing. So we should at least talk to him, right?
Yeah. My biggest concern here is how many laser powers he has. So I guess we can figure that out in the interview.
I mean, if all he can do is kind of help our PowerPoint presentations with his vision, that's, you know, that's something.
But he name drops Superman.
Shouldn't name drop Superman in your resumes to us. It doesn't go over pretty well. We'll talk to him about it. Maybe it was an oversight.
Yeah, everybody deserves a second chance. Everybody.
Yeah.
No matter how related to Superman they are.
I'm really interested in this microwave power that he has.
Could it be, like, quicker than a microwave oven?
I mean, what would you microwave?
What wouldn't I microwave?
I could really go for some popcorn. Mm. Yeah, he could microwave some popcorn.
Oh, yeah, like the extra theater butter fat person popcorn?
Yeah.
It's basically just a stick of butter.
If he could do it without burning a single kernel, that would be worth it alone.
That's asking a lot, but yeah.
I'd probably hire him immediately if he could do that. But yeah, while I like the movie theater popcorn, I do like the pre-bag, like, Wise brand popcorn, if anyone knows about that. It's like soft, like, good popcorn. I microwave it anyway, but it doesn't need microwave.
Yeah, why do you microwave it?
It gives it a good crisp.
Oh, okay.
It's nice warm.
And then, Smart brand Poppity White cheese popcorn. It's like the best. It's got cheese flavor and it's smart. And we seem to be in a room full of it now. What happened?
Popcorn. What? Oh, I'm sorry. I kind of lost in my fantasizing about the white. I haven't had that smart popcorn in so long. You just got me thinking about it.
Well, if you reach literally any direction right now and take a fistful, I'm sure you'll find some.
Where are you guys? Where are you at?
Where is my knee?
Anywhere else but that.
Oh, wait. Can I do it again?
Yeah.
Yes. Yes, that's okay. It's okay.
I did it. I apologize, Dr. Tasty.
I like this. I like. No, don't apologize. I love this place.
I know.
I'm eating
upset.
Popcorn. Ow, ow. No, 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 no.
You're never going to be able to eat your way out. We're in a dimension of just the platonic ideal of popcorn. Like, this dimension is nothing. It's the popcorn.
Perfect! Perfect!
I heard there was a guy somewhere who found, like, this crystal gem that allows him to harness the power of this dimension. That's just infinite. And he became a corn lord.
Corn lord.
Gotta watch out.
Yeah.
I don't want to talk about gems that use the power of food anymore.
There's a lot of corn dimensions, you guys. This is just one of them. Pretty good. It's hard to, like...
This is a pretty delicious one.
It keeps entering my mouth as I'm talking.
Dr. Tasty.
I'm enjoying myself. Mega eat.
If you guys want, I mean, we can go through a whole tour de force of all the popcorn dimensions. The cheddar corn, the caramel corn, that weird rainbow corn that nobody likes.
Is there one that mixes the cheddar corn with the caramel corn?
Oh, totally. Well, that's they all overlap. They overlap.
I'm going to open my mouth.
Yeah, I just forced them to. I just
take them through all of them.
I grab one edge of one dimension and then the other edge of another, and I just kind of like tie them. Like, diagram. I do that on Earth on a regular basis.
So, you just mix and match things like randomly?
Well, not randomly. I mean, you wouldn't wear the cargo pants dimension at the same time that you're wearing, like, the tuxedo top dimension. That's just weird.
I can understand the tuxedo t-shirt dimension, but doing that type of stuff is, like, a step too far.
Well, how do you think that they made the Chupacabra? They just mixed a bunch of realities until there was, like, a glitch. Like, it looked, this little glitch art appeared in our world. And then before you know it, all these creatures were coming out.
Are you responsible for the room?
I mean, a room? There's lots of rooms. I make rooms all the time. I have a room that's basically like my own little hideaway spot. But it's made up of the unused space of lots of other rooms. Because no one's going to notice, they never go up there. So like the top of the Sistine Chapel with a corner of the Louvre, one of those like Indian mounds. And you just put them together, and then you have, like, a bubble of space that you can just go to when you want to read a book. Sometimes you'll see someone's arm kind of go through there.
No.
But, you know.
That's not how this works. That's not how any of this works. That's not how things happen.
No, that's what I do. So that does happen.
It's a great thing.
This explains so many incidences and occurrences. In and around the base.
Yeah, but you don't complain when you get delicious popcorn. I've done this for everyone's benefit. But this is what allows that to happen. Remember
this
that
time? This is where you get all your popcorn from?
Well, not just popcorn. Remember that time that I made you the Orange Julius beef jerky? How do you think I did that? No. I'm not a food scientist. You were like, this is amazing food science. I'm like, yeah, okay.
That was delicious, and it blew my mind. And you're telling me that you could have destroyed the entire time-space continuum serving me a beverage.
Those dimensions are infinite. You're never going to run out of... I could just keep using them, and they'll never run out. It's fine.
Infinite. If you collapse... Tasty food.
If you collapse the wave function, all these dimensions will start crashing in and around themselves.
Look, it's the invisible hand of interdimensional repercussions. We'll just fix everything. Just fate and the free markets correct themselves. Everything will be fine. Everything's
fine. We don't have to leave.
Yeah. Look, you ever notice when I'm just kind of like standing there, like kind of zoning out? That's because I'm occupying two spaces at the same time. There's no law against it.
Bring it into the third dimension. And they start to combine with each other, and then start looping around, and you get, like, the Cheeto dimension and the cheese dimension. That's delicious, but if you put in the frog dimension and the slug dimension in there, too, that's insanity. Everything will go crazy.
Slugs are delicious. Look, alright, fine.
But when
you
bring them down into the third dimension, it starts with the fountain effect of everything happening all at once, and it starts doing things. If you keep bringing in every fucking dimension that I mentioned, you're gonna kill us all, so I'm gonna have to kill you before you get us!
Motherfucker! Good luck with that. good luck with that, but I'll just do it. We'll just get out of here because I just want you to shut up. So
hey, Breshfik. Yeah. Hey, Breshfik, guys, I don't want to leave here ever. What were you guys talking about?
Oh, come on, man. Just come back to the base. I leave you here. It's an infinite dimension. I'm not going to be able to find you again.
Okay.
Look, I've brought a lot of people to these dimensions and then forgot where I left them.
You're abandoning people places?
Well, I'm not abandoning them. They wander off like Dr. Tasty's about to do.
It wouldn't be abandoning me. It's fine. Just...
But one of his energy becomes popcorn. That's sort of popcorn energy.
All right, we're back. Shut up.
Fine.
No! No. 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 That. This isn't real. No. This isn't happening. I can't. No. What? Why?
Well, actually,
why?
Technically, this is the most real.
No. Why did we leave?
Because I'm sick of hearing it. Because I've had enough to hear.
Why? I mean, you obviously didn't want to leave. Why did we leave?
I actually didn't care either way. For me, it's always just what is the path of least resistance.
Finally, I could get that white cheese taste out of my mouth.
Yeah, it's good for a little while, right? But then after you have, like, more than a bag, you're like, oh.
I don't want to be here.
Because DeKirsch wouldn't shut the fuck up about it. He's picking it like a friggin'... I don't know. He's worried about the interdimensional environmental impacts.
Oh, no. DeKirsch wants fucking dimensions to be safe and all that crap, that bullshit. You know, well, you know what?
Dr. Tasty's jerk who needs to be punched in the face of the week.
You know, there's Dr. Tasty's jerk who needs to be punched in the face of the week. Is, you know, I got a big problem, you know, with people. It's just a certain someone who's just like, oh, well, Dr. Tasty can't stay in his, like, perfect dimension for all time and realities. Nope. He's got to come back to Earth. He's got to come back to fucking stupid-ass reality that he doesn't want to be in anymore because someone with occult powers and knowledges wants everything to remain safe. Well,
are you talking about me?
No.
Oh. Are you talking about Santa?
No.
I think he's talking about Commodore Bob.
I'm not talking about Commodore Bob either. I'm not talking about
magic.
I'm not talking about Odd Jog or Harp Jar or Hot Knife or Cy Bear or Nova Dude or Hand Wave, or the Mexican Scientist, or Mistress Ham Meats, or Nitro Dog, or Space Knight, or El Cocho.
Well, that would be ridiculous,
or
obviously.
Bob,
he's beyond
or Bob Coffee, or Techno Viking, or Brick Explosive, or Batman, or Odd Jog, or Jim Vivas, Viking God of the Roxors, or Odd Jog, or Solar, or Bob Sequious, or Dr. Tasty, or The Dude, or Odd Jog, or Mr. Klob.
It might be the Shadow Lord.
No, not the Shadow Lord. Or Huey P. Long, or the worst ninja ever, or Drew Barrymore, or Bill Clinton, or Magneto, or Magenta Man, or Mammoth Princess of Space, or the Dark Queen, or Irish Cream.
Poor Irish Cream.
Or Frank Zappa, or Odd Jog, or any of those guys. Or Anthony Fightstar, or the Church of Scientology, or Tom Cruise, or John Travolta.
Okay, now you're just listing Scientologists.
Or Lance Armstrong, or Monica Lewinsky, or Dorothy Spenner, or any of those guys. None of them.
All right.
You know who I'm talking about? You know who I'm talking about? Well, it's certainly not a Spartan, or Vladimir Putin,
still going.
Or God, or ducks, or women, or mutants, or Odd Jog, or Dr. Horrible, or Space Ghost, or the strange gods or the Wolverine or Fox Mulder or Superman or the ancient dragon lords or Odd Jog or Jim Bonamino.
Okay. All right, who is it?
Yes, who are you talking about?
You know what I'm talking about? I'm talking about Der Kirsch.
Oh.
Yeah, well, you. You. You.
What about me?
Who took me out of the best dimension I've ever been to in my entire existence.
I didn't do
okay?
that.
Might have been Eugene Levy.
No, it wasn't it Eugene, was Levy, Eugene Levy. Or the Skipper, or Big Mouth, or Daniel Tammet.
I feel like you said Der Kirsch at one point in that list.
No, I didn't. I didn't name him at all once ever in it. And you know what? You're probably the worst jerk of the week. You're the jerk of all of the weeks for all time. Like, there'll never be a different jerk who needs to be punched in the face of the week. It'll just be Der Kirsch all the time, every week. And then, like,
he'll forget about
I mean, for the sake of variety, I'll have like a sub jerk, like a runner up, but. You'll be the prime jerk, Primark jerk arc.
Well, I guess the real question here for Der Kirsch is, what do you have to say for yourself?
Because popcorn? Seriously? Popcorn. You could go back there anytime. You just need supervised, because we can't be trusting you to a dimension of food.
Oh, you can't trust me with food. Well,
no, that's well established. Everyone knows that.
I mean, I guess you're right, but I mean, in a dimension of infinite food, like, all right, anyone right. else would be completely glad to have me gone. But no, not you. You're the jerk. You're Dr. Tasty's jerk who needs to be punched in the face of the week. And you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to punch you right in the face. I'm going to punch your face so hard, it goes...
Hey, wait, Dr. Tasty. Shut up.
What?
Listen, I have... a way to compromise here. Whenever I'm going to one of those snack dimensions, I'll bring you along. But you have to come back, because then, think about it, you won't be able to get to the next snack dimension whenever that happens. And this is something I don't do very often, but on occasion, I have been known to banish people to dimensions. Usually really horrible dimensions. I mean, like, really sick, disgusting places, right? But I promise you that if ever like you go so mad with power that you're beyond bringing back from the brink, or you've been taken control by one of the vengeance villains or something, right? And you have to be taken care of, you know, something we've talked about, but we know that like we can't actually kill you.
Uh-huh.
I'll banish you to the popcorn dimension instead.
You promise?
I promise. I'll banish you to a place of delicious, salty, maybe cheesy snacks of your choosing, and we'll talk about specifically which ones. I will not banish you to the place that I usually send people, which I really don't know a lot about, other than it's, like, kind of full of spikes, and I guess they wear leather there, and the lighting is all dark and expressionistic, and there's people screaming a lot. Whenever I do, I don't really stay. I just kind of drop villains off there, and then I kind of get the hell out of Dodge. So
all I need to do in order to get banished to the dimension that I want to be in for all time is just do something really bad.
I think I phrased this the wrong way.
All right. Alright, it's a deal. Der Kirsch, you're off the hook for now.
Oh, good. I didn't want to have to absorb that punch like it was nothing and make you look like a bitch in front of Breschvik.
You're off the hook, but you seem to be on a different one now.
Seems a little like warm in here.
Yeah, there's a lot of hooks.
Oh, that's what that is. It's like sticking out of my back. It's not even out of... It's through my back.
No,
it's like a
should...
meat hook.
You should just pull that out. I'm sure that's a... That happens sometimes when you go to different dimensions. You just embed... You're embedded partially in something. Just take that out. It's fine. Okay. You'll be fine.
I can put my finger in the hole.
Who are those guys?
There's a guy with the laser disc in his head.
Yeah, they've got all
guy,
kinds of weird
he's
hardware.
He's in, like, assless chaps and, like, a leather thong with, like, chains on it.
They're kind of creepily quiet. Aw, man,
just
this is a
staring.
Stupid screaming dimension. See what happened? You got me thinking about it.
No, man. I don't want to do that. That doesn't sound fun.
This is stupid. Well, they have godlike powers, so we might actually have to fight our way out of here. It's sometimes it's not as easy as getting in. So we should.
Why are there safety pins all over
that
guy?
About wrapping up the episode.
No, right. I don't have nipples to be torn off. I'm made of energy. Get it through your stupid head that has like sticks in it.
We should get him in touch with that skin graft guy.
Ooh, is this one of those puzzle boxes? These are challenging.
I think if you solve it, you get a prize.
I'll figure
we
this
should,
out.
We should probably try to start thinking about how we're going to get out of here.
Well, I'm still ticked off, so I'm ready for a fight.
I'm up for whatever.
Maybe if I get all the sides on this blue, and then like the other side will be green, then we can go home?
We don't really have a product this week because there's no Santa.
The product is pain!
What?
I don't know how to respond to that.
Would you like to experience the pleasures of unimaginable pain?
That sounds awful.
We're gonna get out of here because if we don't, we won't be able to save people.
Everyone in the other dimensions will be fucked completely.
Alright, so we'll see you guys next time. Hopefully we won't, I won't leave a hole open from this dimension in hours when I leave. I've done that sometimes.
Brash, you can't just be leaving portals open! Anybody can walk in there.
Supposed to eat and drink tigers.